Well, welcome to the month of November. A lot going on. Election Day is just a few days away, and I want to encourage all of you to vote. And I hope you will be voting on biblical values. I'm not telling you who to vote for, but as close as you can, vote for whoever's going to stand for your biblical values. And the sanctity of life is one of those values. So whatever candidate you think will best represent the sanctity of life, protect life, that's who you need to vote for. I'm praying for you, and I'm thankful for you. This is Thanksgiving month. We have so much to be thankful for. I want to encourage you also to continue to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, for Israel. This war needs to end, and all the nations that are attacking Israel need to cease and stand down. Israel is doing nothing but protecting themselves. And if somebody was bombing America, coming across, killing our citizens, we would do the same thing. So I'm against war and I want peace, but Israel has every right to defend itself. I'm going to be on the right side. You need to be on the right side. God said, I'll bless those who bless you and I will curse those who curse you. And I want to be blessed. So as you celebrate this month and look forward to being with family and friends over Thanksgiving, remember to pray for us. If you haven't visited the Lodestar Mountain Inn, I hope you'll do so. God is doing great things. We've got another open house coming up on the 25th. So if you got a high school graduate that's coming up and looking for a gap year, we're almost full for next year, but there are a few spots left. So come down and visit us and see what's happening at the Lodestar Mountain Inn with One Life Institute. It's an amazing thing. We got 30 students this year. We're going to have at least 30 next year. And it is, I could not be more excited about investing in a new generation for the cause of Christ. I'm loving every minute of it. And so you have a great Thanksgiving. Vote and pray. God bless.
Keep your drive alive. A daily devotional from the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. Now, here's Steve Wingfield.
How do you resolve old issues or old conflicts in your life? In 2 Samuel 12, verse 13, we read these words, "The Lord has taken away your sin." And when we confess our sin to the Lord, He takes our sin away. We're cleansed. He removes our sin as far as the east is from the west and has promised never to remember it again. But if there's something still lingering in your life, there's no point in asking God for other things until those issues really are resolved. Jesus said, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there you remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift to the Lord. Settle matters quickly, in other words. Just settle it. We read that in Matthew chapter 5. Don't let your wandering ego lead you away from God's word. If God's word says it, you need to resolve that. I talk to people all the time that are carrying all this baggage around. You may say, well, that person's moved away. I don't even know where they are. Well, if you can't get in contact with them, I want to suggest that you get a trusted friend and talk to them about it. And pray with them about it in confidence. And I promise you, God will bless you and release you from any bondage that you might have. Confess your sins one to another, Scripture says, and you will be victorious. God bless you. Have a great day. I hope you're enjoying and benefiting from these daily devotionals as much as I am. I really am having fun doing it. I'd love to hear from you. Why don't you drop me an email?
Keep Your Drive Alive is a production of the Steve Wingfield Evangelistic Association. We hope this has been a blessing today. Let us know on the web at stevewingfield.org.